Hello. First and foremost, I want to thank you for reading my blog because your time is valuable and I appreciate you and your time. Thank you. Today, my topic is dealing with challenging times. We are living in a challenging world. Loss of loved ones, jobs, and the feeling of some unfairness in life. If we take a moment to reflect on our lives, assess and review all the challenges we have gone through, we will conclude that we prevailed and succeeded. I have had many challenges in my life, as all of us have. Being bullied in high school was a challenge for me. I've lost so many loved ones, a mother, a father, brothers, aunts, uncles, two dogs, almost a husband. I am a dedicated and hard worker, and at one company was paid $10,000 less than the next employee with the same title as myself, which made me feel less valued. I've had many sad days, but refused to allow the sadness to live in my body or take control of my life. I know challenges will always be a part of our lives. And with each problem, we could become mentally stronger. We have to believe and know whatever we are going through will pass. Learning to feel good will always outweigh feeling bad unless we are gaining more from feeling worse than feeling good. Focus on what we are grateful for and what we have at this moment. We have to think differently and know when to move on. Stand in any one spot too long and we become sidetracked. What I've learned when working together is we can use our energy and thoughts on aiming to improve conditions by creating strategies that could move us to a positive outcome. Create systems to implement programs. Research laws that could make positive change. Establish procedures. Lead with positive energy and not with anger. Often, we have to be better and keep our energy in a positive direction to receive all the good the universe has for us. Through difficulty, I always say, this too shall pass, and it does. This week, try reaching out by locating someone who has lost a child through cancer and write a letter or post to Facebook letting them know someone is thinking of them. Visit a sick child or send flowers. And remember, as always, we are stronger together. How will you rise? I am here and I am listening. Thank you again for your time.